This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and Hamas both claimed victory on Friday after their forces ended 11 days of fighting, but humanitarian officials warn the damage to Gaza will take years to rebuild. Palestinian officials put the reconstruction cost at tens of millions of dollars, while economists say the fighting could hamper Israel's economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Five more bodies were pulled from Gaza's rubble Friday, taking the death toll to 243, including 66 children and nearly 2,000 wounded. The Israeli military claims an Israeli soldier was killed, as well as 12 civilians, and hundreds were treated for injuries after rocket attacks caused panic and sent people as far as Tel Aviv rushing into shelters. World Health Organization spokeswoman Margaret Harris says Gaza's health facilities are in danger of being overwhelmed by the thousands of injuries. She is calling for immediate access into the Gaza Strip for health supplies and personnel. Gaza has for years been subjected to an Israeli blockade that restricts the passage of people and goods, as well as restrictions by Egypt. Both countries cite concerns about weapons reaching Hamas, the Islamist group that controls Gaza and led the rocket barrage. Palestinians say the restrictions amount to collective punishment of Gaza's 2 million population. Myanmar's junta-appointed election commission will dissolve Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party, or NDL, because of what it said was fraud in a November election. News outlet Myanmar Now said on Friday, citing a commissioner. Read more on that story at voanews.com. This is VOA News. France's sports minister said on Friday French President Emmanuel Macron plans to attend the opening ceremony of the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games in July. Macron would be the first group of seven nations leader to schedule their attendance at the Games, which had to be postponed by a year due to the coronavirus pandemic. France will host the next Summer Olympics in 2024 in Paris, and Macron's presence would be a welcome support for the International Olympic Committee and local organizers. The Tokyo Games faced mounting opposition from the public, and in a Reuters poll released Friday, nearly 70% surveyed said they wanted a cancellation or further postponement. The IOC has tried to ease concerns, saying the Games would be safe for participants and would not burden local health services. With just 9 weeks to go before the event, states of emergency have been imposed in much of Japan until the end of the month to counter a rise in infections that has caused a shortage of medical staff and hospital beds in some areas. Japan's vaccination program has also been particularly slow, with just 4% of the population inoculated, the lowest rate among G7 nations. China's President Xi Jinping on Friday pledged $3 billion in aid over the next 3 years to help developing countries recover from the coronavirus pandemic and proposed setting up an international forum on vaccine cooperation. The forum would be for vaccine developing and producing countries and others to explore promoting fair distribution of vaccines around the world, according to Xi as he spoke at the G20 Global Health Summit. Pfizer and the Indian government are facing off over a demand by the U.S. drug maker for legal protection from any claims linked to the use of its COVID-19 vaccine, two sources told Reuters. India has not given any manufacturer of COVID-19 vaccine indemnity against the cost of compensation for severe side effects, which is a condition Pfizer has obtained in many countries where its shots is being used, including Britain and the United States. Meantime, Pfizer and BioNTech have yet to decide whether their new commitment announced by Pfizer on Friday to supply 2 billion COVID-19 vaccine doses to low- and middle-income countries will be handled by the international vaccine sharing facility COVAX. And the second shot of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine must not be given to anyone who has blood clots with low blood platelets after receiving the first, Europe's medicines regulator said on Friday. The recommendations for the healthcare professionals were provided by the European Medicines Agency as part of an ongoing review into rare but severe blood clots possibly linked to that and also Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey.